Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we taught that our question should not be, how much of the Holy Spirit do I have? Rather, how much of me does the Holy Spirit have? Let's continue with that thought today. In 2 Peter, I mentioned it just a moment ago, but chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 says this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, you'll know that if it contradicts another portion of Scripture, that's not part of the Scripture. So it's not of any private interpretation. Now, if you think there's a contradiction, probably the contradiction is in your thinking, and you're misinterpreting something. So no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, do you think Paul wrote his word? Do you think John wrote his word? Do you think Luke wrote his words? Matthew wrote his words? Moses wrote his words? Nahum wrote his words? Oh, no. They spake and they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, God engineered the Bible over a 1,500-year period in which it was written. Many of those men used to write scriptures earlier were dead. Some were dead before the last book was written. About all of them were dead before the last book was written, which was the book of Revelation. Only John, who wrote that book, writing down every word the Spirit of God breathed out to him, was the last one. So, God engineered the Bible so it would join together perfectly and would not be of any private interpretation. Oh, what a blessed book we have. It's the greatest engineer of all history is the Lord Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, the Spirit of God breathing out His holy word. Now we see in 2 John verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. When God says you don't have Him, then you have not God. If you don't believe in the doctrine of Christ, as it's taught here in the Word of God, as we've been sharing it with you, then you don't have God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Okay, because you have the Spirit of God living in you. You have the Trinity in you when the day you get saved. A lot of people say something about the Holy Ghost being in you. Have you been baptized since you've been saved with the Holy Ghost? Have you gotten the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? Look, the moment I got saved, the Holy Ghost baptized me into the body of Christ. He came to indwell me. It's not how much of the Holy Ghost that I have all of Him. The question is how much of me does He have? That's where we have a problem, because so few of us allow Him to have all of us. Water and blood testify of His birth. And as we see in John 19:34, it testifies of His death when water and blood pours out. That's what makes the doctrine of Christ so very important. And the Spirit bears witness of it and bears witness whether we receive it or not. You see, the water and the blood are so very important because He paid the penalty for our sins. So when the water and the blood were used in this and we see it pouring out from His side, we realize then that the new birth that we have is a spiritual birth, but it's a salvation birth, but it is a holy birth because Jesus paid the penalty, that we would be protected by the water and given life by the blood. What a special teaching this is from the Word of God. So the water and blood, that is of Jesus Christ, water and blood shows both our spiritual birth and sin's punishment. Our sins have been fully punished. The water and the blood shows our sins fully punished, but it also shows our spiritual birth. Hallelujah for the cross. That's why we always use the Bible when we witness. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 and 25, we find that the Word of God gives us, we're told to use it, should I say, when we witness to the lost. It is there for that purpose. Now, a lot of times people say, you really have to use the Bible. Yes, now, you may not have one in your hand, but you do use it to witness. You can memorize scriptures and use those scriptures, but it is the power in the Word of God. Whether it's spoken or written, it's the power in it. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, now listen to this, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Then in verse 25 of 1 Peter 1, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Oh, I hope you see the importance of the Word of God in your own salvation. It was so important for you, and it was so important for me. So again, we find out that we use this Bible because these words are breathed out. Therefore, it has His breathed out power in the Word. Remember the Holy Spirit's ministry? In John 15:26. Jesus said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. One evidence of the fullness of the Holy Spirit is that person is testifying of Jesus, not of the Holy Spirit or something else. He's testifying of Jesus, because Jesus said that he would send the Comforter, and when we receive him, the Spirit of God would testify of Christ. In John 16, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now again, I find that a very interesting thing. See, when you read the Bible, ask God to allow His Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus Christ so intimately to you in both His person and His doctrine. So Jesus said to the disciples who had been walking around with Him for 3.5 years, he says, I've got a lot of things I want to teach you, but you can't bear it right now. You can't understand it. You can't perceive it right now. But when the Spirit of God comes, He'll dwell in you, and therefore He will give you understanding as you seek Him. So this should help you in your salvation then to better understand John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now, why would he say, as the Scriptures have said? Well, in Psalms 138:2, he said that he has magnified his word even above his name. So, he says, He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Flowing from your belly, the inner man, his message flows through us. Now, we look at verse 7 then, of our text. And there he says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, and the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Now, looking at that, you compare it to chapter 14 of John in verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, in heaven, it's very important as we sing praise to God and the Son. And we see how we are to use his word, and particularly the gospel. We are to allow the gospel of Jesus Christ to flow as water through us to a lost and dying world that is going to hell. And so we are trying to reach this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we try to reach the world with the hope of living water, a place where when they come to Christ, their spirit shall never thirst again for life, for they will have everlasting life when they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they'll thirst for a greater knowledge of him and of his word, but not for life, because they'll have it in Jesus Christ. What a great blessing that is. The Trinity bears record. Romans 8:16 says this, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, isn't that interesting? The Trinity bears record we find here in verse 7 of our text. And then over there, these bear record, then over there, again, that we just read here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. That is why Satan has fought so hard to deceive people about this very passage that we're looking at right now. It is in there that it was written by the pen of John as the Holy Spirit gave it, and we can depend upon it. It was important, and it was witnessed in heaven, as Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 tells, that he bears witness with our spirit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.